Welcome to You Mother Sucker with Michael Blackson. Is it Mother Sucker or You Mother Sucker?
It's Michael Blackson, the no filter got a slap.
What's up? Welcome to Mother Sucker with Michael Blackson. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. Of course, I'm here with my co-host.
Mike, is my name Chinese Mother Sucker too?
No, you're going to keep your name Chinese best friend.
Okay. I guess I'm not changing it.
Sucker. Mother sucker. Mother sucker. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, Michael Blackson. This is a beautiful day.
It's beautiful. You dress like Big Bird, motherfucker.
Yeah. getting a little weight. I've been in quarantine for like a year and a half now. Corona.
Hey, are those Yeezys you're wearing?
No, Michael Blackson. Oh, you know what? Matter of fact, I found this at Kim Kardashian garage sale. All Kanye West's stuff is on garage sale.
Wow, since the divorce?
Yeah.
She's selling all his shit.
Yeah, guess how much I got the shoes for?
I don't know, $198.
25 cents. Yeah.
Why?
Because Kardashian doesn't care about Yeezys. Yeah. I wanted to buy some Adidas stocks, but she said, no, there was a really special present. Yeah, it was their 1 week anniversary.
When? What are you talking about?
No, you know, you didn't know that? On their anniversary, what's his name? Kanye West gave Adidas stock to Kim Kardashian.
For real?
A lot of stocks.
That was earlier in the relationship?
Earlier. Yeah, it was like 1 week anniversary.
Who the fuck celebrates 1 week anniversary?
Don't you celebrate 1 week?
Nah, I celebrate 1 year,
two years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to buy the stocks and she said, no, it's...
So you think Adidas stock is going down because of...
No, it's... Yeah, you know what? I hear a cell phone. Should we answer it?
Sorry, somebody's phone's ringing?
Yeah.
Probably one of those Blacks and Angels.
Oh, yeah, They got a phone call.
Probably their sugar daddy's calling them.
It's not Michael Blackson calling.
I'm not a sugar daddy. I'm strictly business with my Blacks and Angels.
That's good, Michael Blackson. Talk about the stocks. She still got a lot of stocks. You think Kanye should take the stocks back?
Oh, come on, he's not an Indian giver. Let him leave the stock with her.
There's a lot of stocks, Michael Blackson.
How much stock?
It's like worth as much as Disneyland is worth right now.
For real, that's a lot of stock.
Yeah.
Nah, you can't take back. They have children to get. Maybe Northwest or Southeast could keep it.
In there a new one?
There's a new one?
There's three, isn't it?
Was it like the 415 freeway? What's it baby name?
North, Southeast.
It is? Not the 101 North.
I don't probably know direction, Michael Blackson. I didn't make
well,
Google.
Well, you know, Kanye's from Chicago. I think Chicago Highway is.
Oh.
Is that 96 or 70 something? I forgot. I was raised in the East Coast. We just know 95 South and 95 North.
Oh, it goes all around?
Well, 95 South, 95 goes all the way from New York, pretty much from New York, all the way to Florida.
Wow.
Yes, 95.
Really?
95 does.
Huh.
Yes.
I didn't know.
And then I think... In a, what's it, the 10?
I think the 10 freeway?
The 10 freeway goes all the way to like, I think like Ohio somewhere.
Really?
Or is it Texas? What the fuck that shit go to? Who give a fuck about highways?
I want to know, Michael Blackson, because I want to travel sometimes.
Motherfucker, yeah. Get on a plane. You're not going to see the fucking highway signs.
I'm scared of heights. I didn't tell you that. Yeah, I don't like heights. Yeah.
So you never been high in your life?
I mean, heights.
Have you ever been high? Have you ever smoked ganja?
I've smoked a few times before.
And what happened? Did you get high?
I ate all the food in the refrigerator and I got in trouble. Yeah. Even I ate the baby food too. So.
What was it? Like, you had Similac or what kind of food is it?
Yeah, I drink everything.
You
even the breast milk too.
Oh, all right. You know what? That's enough of that shit. Well, you know what? Today I have a very, very good friend of mine. God damn it. You know what? You know, one of my favorite movies in the world.
Oh, what?
In my top five movies, the movie Blow.
Blow?
Blow. You remember Blow? That's by Boston George.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I fell in love with that movie. And then one time I was on a movie set in Northern California. And guess who had just got out of jail?
I have no idea.
Fucking Boston George himself, dog. Wow. The original Boston George.
The original?
We got a chance to chop it up. I was so fascinated by everything he went through, you know.
Wow.
But not as fascinated as I am by my first guest. My first guest, he currently, right now, owner of the Kingpin's, it's a weed company. Legal weed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Legal marijuana.
God, this guy was so hot in the streets. This guy was so hot in the streets that every good rapper took a piece of his name.
Wow.
My guy from Philly, name is Freeway. Of course, our Miami rapper, Rick Ross.
Wow. And the clothing company, too.
What clothing company?
Ross.
Are you fucking kidding me? Chinese best friend.
I mean, he needs to file a lawsuit against them, too.
No, Ross did not.
They owe him billions of dollars.
I don't think the clothing Ross has anything to do with this.
You sure?
We'll ask him.
They sell a lot of good stuff. 90% off. It feels like it's a robbery, Ross. Yeah. Right? Don't you think?
With no further ado, for my nigga, my homie, Mr. Freeway Rick Ross, ladies and gentlemen. Ricky Ross.
Freeway Rick Ross. Yeah. Woo! God. Welcome to the show, Freeway Rick Ross.
Yes, yes.
Did you take the freeway here or a side street?
Freeway. Crowded. That's crowded freeway.
That's the way to go. I took side street. Every stop sign was stop.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, man? God, it's a pleasure having you.
Where you find this dude at?
At the Chinese restaurant.
at the 101 freeway. You were helping me with my flat tires.
I saw him outside Mr. Childs. Valet in cars, motherfucker.
Yeah. Man, this motherfucker crazy.
He hired me as a driver, Mr. Freeway. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know where to start. All right. You from born and raised, South Central?
No. I was born in Texas. Mom's moved out here when I was like 3, so I'm L.A.
Oh, you L.A. all the way. 3 years old. Yeah. That's almost the age you came to. How old were you when you came to America?
That was like 13.
Okay, still. Yeah. 13, 3.
You a dreamer? You a dreamer?
Dream. I love to dream. Dream. The land of opportunity.
Of course. America is definitely the land of opportunity. And California is the land of opportunity for, you know, entertainment, you know. But you, 3 years old, you come from Texas. What part?
Tyler.
Tyler. That's where, don't tell me, Jamie Foxx from Tyler?
No, I think he's from.
He's from Tyler.
A little town right outside of Tyler. No, he's from Tyler?
He's from Tyler. That's what I think.
Wow.
Jamie, if you're listening, please say something in the comments.
Mike, I don't know. Nobody listens to this podcast, really.
Everybody listens to it.
Really? It's probably me and you.
No, it's more people. But no, I think he's from Tyler because I remember going there to do a show for, who's Adrian, the football player, the guy that beat the shit out of his kids, Adrian Peterson.
Oh, I was going to guess O.J. Simpson.
Michael Jackson's father, right? Everybody, every successful kid was beat the fuck up.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, how come?
Because you have to beat some sense into the time. Make
the moment
better.
I get home, I'm beating the Chinese baby.
Beat the fuck out that Chinese baby.
He might turn out to be Jackie Chan.
He will.
Thanks, Michael Blassie.
Because you didn't get beat up, did you?
Nobody beat me up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look at you. You look like, yeah, fucking
I'm a mess. I'm not successful.
All right, so you come here, L.A., raised, you grew up in here. South Central?
Yeah.
Gang affiliated? Did you join a gang at all?
No. I wanted to be in the gang when I was about 10, 11
God
years old.
God damn it. I have 13-year-old, my kids will be 14 soon. And I'm like, God, I just think about them all the time. Can you imagine just living in the hood and your little innocent 10-year-old is part of the gang? But the thing about living in the hood, you just had no choice.
Yeah.
Almost, if you wanted survive
the street. I mean, that's the thing that's going on. You know, whatever's going on, you want to be a part of.
You want to be a part of it. You know, you want to be part of something.
Yeah.
So you want to be affiliated again at 10 years old. Were you going to pick red or blue?
I was going to be blue.
Blue. Yeah. I guess, is blue more popular in?
At that time it was.
I think it still is, don't you think?
Well,
wearing red right now.
Well, now.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rick Ross. My friend is colorblind.
But blue wear red and red wear blue, yeah, so it don't matter.
Oh,
don't
not
matter.
Anymore?
Yeah.
Talking about gang, I found out, you know, that gangs back in the day was only created to like fight the, against the Klan. Is that true? Did you?
That's what they started for, yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, they're like, fuck the Klan. They just fuck each other up.
Well, when the Klan didn't come around no more, so they got to work somebody. Hey, you did all that training.
Yeah, that's it.
You've been practicing, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you got to whoop somebody.
Wow. How did you avoid gang growing up in freaking South Central?
Man, Mike, I started playing tennis at like 12 years old.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Serena Williams' fucking neighbor.
Yeah. Did you train Serena's
was
father?
Was South Central a tennis type of, because Serena, that's where they're from, right?
Yeah. No, they're from Compton.
Compton.
Compton and L.A., the same thing. Same thing. I mean, you know, they just gave them a different name and they like, you know, 2 miles apart.
Exactly. Makes no sense at all, man. It's like, they're 2 miles. You could walk to fucking South Central from Compton.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Easy.
So did you ever meet their dad, their father?
Yep. I met all of them before I went to prison.
Okay.
Before I went to prison, we would be at the tennis courts together, and it wasn't many blacks, so, you know, we kind of hung together and talked.
What the fuck make you want to play tennis? Who was that guy?
I was
that
too little to play basketball. Huh? Shit.
Who's the guy that died?
Nobody would pick me when we play basketball.
Ah, so you're like, fuck it. So you're the tallest nigga on the tennis court.
Mike, let's talk about his tennis career. I think he's pretty good. I could tell the way he moves.
Moves what?
He has tennis. He's good backhand.
I used to play tennis. I don't play tennis.
Was
you
good in a tournament?
How far did you go with tennis?
Yeah.
Well, I went to high school. We had one of the best high school tennis teams in the country. Yeah, all black.
I didn't know niggas was out there playing tennis like that.
You didn't know about Arthur Ashe?
I mean, Ashe. That's the Ashe guy that died from.
Arthea Gibson?
I know. I just know Ashe. Because I've always been Ashe my whole life, man. I never had lotion. I said Ashe was my...
Mike, where did you find the lotion? You look very...
I made it. I'm successful now. I can afford it. Like, no more Jerkins lotion make you ashy. And it's also for jerking up. I got good lotion. I use cocoa butter.
That sounds expensive. Where do you get them? Online?
CVS, motherfucker.
Oh. Yeah, I remember you, Mike. When I first got out, you hadn't made it.
For real? When did you... All right, I didn't make it yet when you first got out?
No, you hadn't made it.
Not to this level, probably.
Where did you see him?
Yeah, when was the first time you... Did you guys watch me
probably
when you
like,
was in jail?
Were probably
you?
Like 10, 11 when I got out. 10, I got 2010. Out 09.
2010.
I got out 09, but I think I was around 10, 11 when we first met.
Right, you're right. We met about 10 years ago. That's so true.
Wow.
Yeah.
11? No. I came to L.A. like 13. Maybe it was 13.
13?
Yeah, that's when I came back to... No, maybe, because I remember I lived in L.A. back in like 04 to like 06.
You did?
And then I went back East Coast, and then came back in 2013. Mm. October of 2013 is when I came back to L.A.
Where did you meet him?
I don't remember
playing
what we
tennis?
Met off. What we met officially, you remember?
I think we was at Simply Hosting the first time we met.
What is that?
The restaurant.
Oh, the one in like by
West LA.
West LA.
Yeah, West LA.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely 13, 14.
Mike, I was thinking you guys met at a tennis match, doubles or something.
No, I didn't play
tennis. You didn't play tennis at all?
Nah, man, I didn't play no sports.
Look like a tennis player.
You say everybody play tennis.
So I'm built like a
tennis
player?
I play tennis, yeah, I play tennis before.
You are not built.
I play tennis, mother. I'm really good at tennis, yeah.
Not ping pong, tennis.
Tennis, yeah, my father was a great tennis player.
What the fuck? I never knew this.
Trained all the kids. Yeah, all my kids. My brother play. My brother play with a champ, Jorkovic, my other brother.
For real?
And then he started drinking because I was drinking young, and he followed me at the age of 14. Yeah,
you fuck your brother up.
Yeah, but now he's doing good. I took care of him, and now he take care of himself, yeah.
That's good, man. Yeah. So you guys went to a high school tournament. You went there for tennis?
Yeah, we went to the city finals a couple times.
Wow.
And then, okay, so at this age now, you are like 16, what?
16, 17.
When did you get involved with like the illegal Tylenol, motherfucker?
Well, you know, I never learned how to read or write. I never learned how to read or write, so.
For real?
Wow.
Yeah.
Joe, can you guess all the celebrities you think cannot read or write?
Mike's friend, Floyd Mayweather.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Mike, you think he's going to listen to this?
Well, he's good at math because he know how to make money and count the motherfucker.
He's not going to know how to spell mother sucker on fucking iHeartRadio, okay? I'm just joking. Floyd, please don't punch me.
Punch him the fuck out of him.
He almost punched me last time, so.
I have a video.
And you know, he's doing celebrity fights now, too.
I'm not I hear where he is. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you about to be a celebrity, so you probably gonna be his first match.
Like nobody gives a fuck about me, okay?
You know, but he don't. At the end of the day, he don't give a fuck. There's so many successful people that you know didn't complete school or didn't go or whatever reason. And hey, it just tells you that you can still make it in any way you can if you put your mind to it.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, your mind is what really matters.
Absolutely. I know
plenty of motherfuckers that could read a whole book and do this, and they're fucking homeless. A lot of homeless niggas out there could read.
Got college degrees.
Yeah. College degrees, you know, and can't do shit. So
but
it's your mind.
If and you don't
Floyd
know
Floyd got a mind of a fucking
king. He has a mind,
king.
Yeah.
A mind of a leader.
But
and
Mike,
shout out to Floyd Mayweather.
There might be one problem.
What's
he
that?
Gets lost a lot when he uses Google Maps. He might be
well,
late.
Google speaks to you, motherfucker.
Oh yeah, I'm the dumb fuck. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You can't fucking
keep
read.
Keep quiet now.
You can't read a map, yeah. Motherfucker. All right. So, when did you think you got involved with like the other part of?
Well, after I found out I wasn't gonna be going to college.
Okay. So tell me, you said you couldn't read or write?
No.
He's the first guy to actually admit to that.
Wow.
I think people should admit to their problems, man.
I love his honesty, Michael Blackson. It's real.
Well, that's
amazing.
The first time. That's the first way to fix it. You know, you have to admit that you that,
so
that you got a problem. If you don't admit you got
guy.
A problem.
God, I know another guy that cannot read, but I want to say.
Please tell us. Please
fuck
tell
you.
Us. Come on, Mike. I want to know.
Because so I was on set doing a movie, and
yeah.
When it was time for his lines, somebody else would read the lines to him, and then he repeats it.
What movie is this?
Don't
we're
fucking
gonna, me
worry
and
about
Mr.
It.
Rick Ross is gonna take a guess.
Don't
right
worry
now.
About it, motherfucker.
What movie is this?
Fucking Batman.
Connie
fuck
Montana.
You. Batman.
Next Friday.
Yeah, keep going. Try again, motherfucker. Batman. It was Batman 1, 2, and 3, motherfucker. Michael Keaton couldn't read. What the fuck was his real
name? His
name's
Michael Keaton.
No, nah, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna tell you too fucking. Next, you gonna tweet about it and have me. Beat the fuck up.
I could just Google who's the actor can't read.
Yeah,
but
a whole lot would come up.
Not okay. Everybody's as honest as this. Yeah,
very
Mr.
honest.
Rick Ross.
So you did you ever get to learn how to read?
Yeah, yeah.
When
I was in jail.
What?
Wow.
Jail is not that fucking bad. I told you we should go to jail.
We are in jail. Quarantine. Hello, mother sucker. We've been in jail.
Well, you know, if you go to jail, your dick ain't gonna work no more.
Oh,
that is true.
Yeah.
Why you just got jerk off all the time?
That's
ain't
sucks.
No fun.
You have roommates.
No fun.
Nah, when your roommate go in the bathroom, you have 3.8 seconds to fucking beat up and go
yeah.
Before he comes out.
Before
you
he kills
another
you.
Man, another man catch you with a dick in your hand, then
yeah,
he's probably going to kill you.
Yeah, you're going to get stabbed by a bar of soap.
Probably get stabbed.
Right in your forehead.
Exactly.
Boom.
Or don't drop the soap either, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, you're not going to college. You can't even fucking read. So, you cut in class? What the fuck? Why you couldn't read? Reading starts at fucking first grade, right?
But in the hood, who
this
reads?
This nigga was cut in first grade.
But who reads in the hood?
Yeah, nobody reads.
The Crips man. Didn't read. The Bloods didn't read.
I'm saying then it.
If you're going to be a gangster, why would you be reading?
Nigga, you wasn't a gangster at 4 years
it
old.
It makes sense, Mike. You don't
yeah, but
need
I'm saying
read.
But before reading starts early.
No,
right?
it depends where you're at, Michael Blackson.
How did you make it to fucking high school? So you made it all the way to high school without being able to completely read and write?
Yeah, they just keep pushing you along. You know,
just get you out of the
one teacher say, I don't want that problem. You take it.
Plus, he's a tennis star.
Fucking
okay?
Public schools.
He's
American.
A tennis star.
Yep. So the coach would go to the teacher and
see?
Say, give him a passing grade. We need him on the team.
Where's that coach at? Right? He's probably dead right now, I'm sure.
No, he's alive. Mike.
Why would he be alive? The fuck, he's probably
Corona didn't get him. God bless him for letting this.
How about termination from the fucking teaching and he's out homeless and fucking froze to death in fucking Chicago somewhere or Texas since it was snowing that bitch.
The teacher is in L.A., Mike. There's no snow.
He can't afford L.A. if you're homeless and broke. L.A. is for is.
Well, you can't be mad at the teacher though. I mean,
no,
yeah.
You can't.
I mean, they feel like they're doing you a favor by at least they didn't hold you back. You know.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we found out something new. This nigga couldn't read in it.
But he's a tennis star, Mike. They needed him on the team. He's finals.
Okay. Then
yeah.
So you're done high school. Can't go to college. Was it army? Was it service?
I'm fucked up. No. I wasn't gonna go fight for the army.
For the white man.
No way. Not me. I was too militant for that. So I was stuck. And then one of my partners come along and he showed me cocaine for the first time.
Whoa!
What year was this?
79.
Damn, that's a year of blow. That was all era. So did you? Because I mentioned the whole movie Blow with Boston Joe. Was that in your era?
No, they was before me.
So they were like, so this shit started like 60s, 70s?
Early, I think early 70s.
Early 70s. Early 70s. Right. It was like early 70s. 1973 is 40s, right?
I might have been selling some in Boston, Georgia's though.
For real, you might have sold some of his, huh?
Maybe.
So you went to the straight powder. Was that the popping shit back then?
Yeah, at first it was powder. Crack came about. Well, they was already freebasing. Okay. You know, but they wasn't doing the rock form like we started doing it with baking soda. The baking soda took it to another level.
How did it take it to another level?
Yeah. Well, when I first started, everybody was what they call eat the basin. And that's what Richard Pryor got burned up doing. That's what they have all of these chemicals on the table.
Did you sell a comedian, the head of comedy, did you get him any drugs?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Just making sure you did not contribute to Rick, to his Parkinson's.
Where is he?
He's dead, motherfucker.
Oh, he died?
He got rest burned up. Peace. Remember, he burned himself up
a couple of times.
Yeah. And the people, they didn't really want to get burned up. You know, like, I want to get high, but I don't want to get burned up getting high.
He got that high that he put himself on fire?
I guess that's what they said in the paper.
Wow. That's high as fuck to want to, like, put yourself on fire.
Yeah.
So then when we learned how to cook it with baking soda, you didn't need all that. It was a lot simpler process. And then we got so good at it that we started cooking 10 keys at a time, you know, just throw them in a pot and and rock that shit up. And
how, like, what kind of money? So this is, you like 18, 19 at this time?
19.
19 years old. Damn. So 19, you start with your partner, and you guys, this is crack era now.
Yeah. Well, this is the beginning of crack.
Beginning of crack. That was the beginning of crack, like early 80s, right?
Yeah, early 80s.
I don't know, Mike.
Oh, you a fucking crack baby.
I was 81. I didn't
crack
know.
Baby?
You was born in 81?
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about crack yet.
Boy, it must not be a Chinese drug then. What do you guys do?
Chinese smoke crack too.
You did?
Yeah.
You had a Chinese crackhead?
No, you've seen Tombstone? Yeah, Tombstone, they've been smoking crack. Yeah.
I'm thinking to go to crack, you got to like really be bored of weed and, I mean, even heroin.
No, Mike, it's a different high. It's a good high.
Crack?
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, I've never done crack. Not guilty.
The fuck? You had Chinese? I just cannot imagine.
Yeah, Chinese. What did they call it back then? You ever seen Tombstone, the gangster movie?
Nah.
Where the Chinese were smoking something else. It was like, I think, the 50s, 60s, maybe 40s.
Damn. All right. And then, okay, what's next? Let me see. So now you, at that 19, how much money are you making at selling those things?
Oh, man, I started off slow, man. My first week, I might have made $20. But, you know, I didn't have nothing else going on.
Well, $20 in 19.
That's a lot.
1983 was like $500 probably right now.
Yeah, because you could buy a car for $6,000, right? Brand new, $7,000 back then?
Yeah, maybe so. I bought my first car for $100.
Whoa. How did you get that
deal? A 66 Chevy convertible. That's what they was going for.
Damn, brand new? $100?
No, not brand new.
Nah, no, 66 no. convertible. But back, I'm saying, now that car is probably worth maybe like fucking
$50,000.
Yeah. Wow. When did you buy your first car? What age?
Well, I bought my first car when I was 16.
Okay. For $100.
No, that car paid $700 for it. It was a Datsun B210.
Oh, I know that.
Datsun.
It's now Nissan, Michael Blackson. I know that exactly.
They got no more Datsuns?
No, it's Nissan
my
now.
My first car that I spent my money on was a Buick Skyhawk, 1982.
Buick Skyhawk?
It just looked pretty, but this car had, oh my God, it gave me all the problems in the world. I mean, this was like 19, maybe 91, maybe I bought this car. Mm-hmm. And it was an 82.
Dude.
You know, it just looked that beautiful.
It's 10 years
but
old.
It was 10 years old, but it had so much major problem. I ended up just, I don't even know what I even did with that car. That was the first car I bought. But the first car I actually drove was a 1972 Deuce and a Quarter. Remember Deuce and a Quarter?
Yeah, absolutely. So I stole a Deuce and a Quarter one time.
It's so fucking easy to steal because somebody stole my fucking Deuce and a Quarter.
Back then.
No, it was. I was in California.
Oh, I was hoping it was you. For fun. You motherfucker.
I was in Philadelphia. So how I got this car was somebody, my mother used to like do these living jobs, like, you know, go work for these white folks and stay in their house and take care of their old grandpops. Mm-hmm. And then they would give, you know, they pay her weekly. It was like an in-house nursing aid type of thing.
Yeah, like
a lot of foreigners. Yeah, a lot of foreigners did that job. Mm-hmm. But the bad thing about it is your mother is pretty much gone for the week. You only see your mother on weekends. So I was pretty much raising myself. I was in the hoods of Philadelphia. I could have easily been this fucking guy. Mm. Trust me, they wanted me to sell drugs. But who knows? Luck, I mean,
thank God. How did you not sell drugs?
Exactly. Yeah. Because I had a job. I was delivering. Dealing pizza, okay? I had a job at Domino's Pizza from age 15 all the way through like...
Michael Blackson delivering pizza.
Yeah.
Started off delivering on a bike because I didn't have a car. I used to deliver pizzas on a bike, and man, I got robbed twice. You know what the dumbest thing I did one time? Stop at the fucking light. The light turned red. I'm on a bike, and I stopped at the light. A bunch of dudes just came and snatched a pizza from my back. From the back,
They must have been hungry.
I'm like, y'all are that hungry? Like, I had the rack and back of the bike so I could tie the pizza up on it. Yeah. These dudes just snatched a pizza and took away my pepperoni and sausage.
Mike, if he would have met you, you would have been a millionaire. Would have been delivering pizza with
cocaine.
Cocaroni. Yeah. Right? Right? His name would be Motherfucker. Motherfucker.
People be calling, hey, let me get the large cocaroni with Mike sausage.
Yeah, I got you.
It's official, Motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers. Yeah, man.
You would have been the blessed employee. He would have given you bonus.
Motherfucker,
they
stole my juice in the quarter. That's how we got to the juice. But
when they snatched the pizza, we'd have been mad though, because they'd have got the Coca-Rona.
Exactly. And then that's one. And then another time, I was driving through the hood on a bike, South Philly, and like some dude just came out of the Mercer Street, just sucker punched the shit out of me.
What?
Hit me so hard. Luckily for me, I stayed on the bike. I would have fallen off. I probably been fucking beat the hell up.
Philly was rough though.
Philly's rough as fuck, man. And I think that's what helped me become this great comedian I am today. Growing up in Philly, motherfucker punched the shit out of me, he hit me hard, and I turned around. I said, "That's all you got, you bitch." He started chasing me. I was speeding on that fucking bike. I was in the wrong fucking neighborhood.
Wow.
Philly, the thing about Philly is like one block, you're in a good neighborhood. Mm-hmm. A block later, you're in a fucking hood.
Dang.
It's the same way, like, I mean, a lot of these colleges are in like very bad, a block away from a bad neighborhood, like mm-hmm. Temple University. A lot of big, good schools, you know, are in like bad neighborhoods. It seems like Philly, in South Philly, is like a nicer neighborhood with Italians, real cool. And then two blocks later, is a fucking project. Oh. So now I go to a good neighborhood to deliver the pizzas. On my way back to my store, I gotta go past the project, and that's where that shit happened. So that was the second incident that happened to me delivering pizzas.
Did they get the money?
The guy, he hit me, and he didn't hit me hard enough for him to fall off the bike, so I kept going. Like, he just came out the street and just sucker punched me in my face, and I just like looked back. I said, "That's all you got, you bitch." Just like that, and I just kept going, and he never caught me. And then nobody ever came and took money from me. Nobody put a gun to me and took money. But I remember, like I said, my pizza got snatched when I stopped at the light one time. That was downtown Philly. Broad daylight. Fucking 2 p.m.
Broad daylight?
Yes. And then the other thing was broad daylight too. But then the worst thing that ever happened to me was nighttime. I'm on a bike. Uh-huh. Some white dudes driving in the car maced me and called me the N-word.
Mace you?
Mace me,
what
dog.
What the fuck?
Damn.
Yeah. Wow, that's really bad.
They're probably dead by now.
Yeah, because they probably maced the wrong person, Mr. Freeway Rossi. Someone else, not him. He's a very nice guy. Mike, when you got punched, is that how you had a gap on your tooth? or that's not the right time? No, it was something else?
Yeah, man. Oh my God, that's a whole different show.
Yeah, that's a whole different
show.
I love this guy. Yeah.
Let's get back to his story. Let's fast forward a little bit. 8 children, I heard.
Yeah.
8 kids.
Wow, congratulations.
But you know who have 8 kids? Yeah. My mother.
Mine too.
My mother have 8 kids. Your mom have 8 kids?
Yeah, I told you that like
4 shows. Wow.
Yeah, 8 total.
Let me tell you the thing about having children, man. Have as many as you can. Because all you need is one kid to be successful.
Yeah.
And then as a parent, you're good.
And it's you, Michael Blackson.
Look, my mom had eight. My mom would have stopped. I'm like number five. What number are you? The fuck you laughing at?
I'm number two.
You're the
I'm number two.
One.
Number yeah. two.
Right. See, and you took care of your mom for a long
Absolutely.
Time, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if your mom would have stopped after she, who's your older, your brother or sister?
My brother.
If your mom would have stopped at your brother, what did he end up doing? What is he doing? Exactly. Your mom would have been fucked. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there's nothing wrong with kids. People, you know, I know back in the day, when did you have your youngest kid? How old were you?
My youngest is 8 years
no,
old.
No, how old were you when you had
I don't want to talk about my age.
No. Okay.
Mike, he's 23.
No, he's 24. No. How old were you when you had your first child? That's what I'm saying. We're not going to know your
age. I was 24.
See, 24. You know what 24?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a very nervous age. No man is ready to have a kid at 24. You're partying, you're turning up, and especially if it's some girl you don't really like. Did you get pregnant? Or were you pregnant a woman you loved? Or is it somebody you didn't really like?
Yeah, I love
her. You did love her.
Yeah.
He looks like a very romantic man, Mr. Blackson, can't you tell?
Yeah, he do like
you
Billy
could tell,
D.
You could tell from his...
He look like the Colt 45 and he got Billy D. Williams.
No, he's very romantic. Colt 45. Very calm.
Right, so, all right. So
At least I thought I did. I took care of her.
You took care of her? And I hate. The thing about our parents, man, and I had like friends in the hood. They're so dope in Philly. And like they took care of the mom. And the mom just all they do is pray that the kid is okay. You know, you're not gonna tell your mom, hey mom, I'm selling crack. You know, you just like, hey, I'm into some business, whatever we like. At the end of the day, especially in the hood where mama got had no money.
Yeah.
She was just happy to get the money. She didn't some mother did not really give a fuck about how you got that money. She was just happy to get some money because it was hard to come by money living, growing up poor and being in the hood.
Does your mom know that you were delivering pizza?
Of course my mom knew that. My mom was very happy because she got free pizzas every night.
Oh, you're a nice kid, Mike.
Yeah, man. I brought my mom free anchovies and pepperoni and sausage and green sausage and green beef.
You're a good kid, Mike.
I'm a very good kid.
You're a real nice kid.
Thank you very much, man. And then, all right, so eight children, all of them, you had some after you got out, right?
Yeah, two.
Yeah, two afterwards. Is that the first thing you did when you got out? Because I know you just wanted to get some
the
pussy right
thing.
Away. Was there somebody that you was communicating with while you was in jail or just a prostitute or something?
Yeah.
Oh, love letter.
No, I don't mess with no prostitutes.
Love letter?
Oh, come on, man. Everybody fucked a prostitute at least once.
No,
I think my first, I got my dick sucked was by a prostitute.
Yeah.
I was like 17.
Really?
The thing about it, my first time having sex, I was so scared to have sex, I didn't even have sex. Like, I'm not sure she sucked my dick or not. I don't remember. It was so long. I was 17 years old. I think she offered to suck my dick, but I'm like, I thought sex was painful to a man before I had sex. For real, I'm like, oh my God, please don't hurt me. I had no idea that the women go through the pain. We shove the dick in them. I'm thinking if she grabbed my dick, it's going to hurt me. I said, please don't hurt me.
Yeah, there was no iPhone porn back then.
Please don't hurt me. I'm just a bitch ass nigga. Please.
So you lost your virginity to a
$10
working
man,
girl.
Anything about us, Scotty? I don't. We didn't have definitely have sex. I think she offered to suck my dick. I'm almost certain that I just gave this lady $10 and kicked her out of my house.
Wow, that was your one day work at Domino's Pizza.
That's like no. That was like a good 5 delivery tips. $2 a tip. $2.
What a waste of money.
Eight children, youngest is 8, oldest is whatever. We're not going to talk about it. We'll try to figure it. All right, so let's go back. I know your last time you went to jail, you was in there for a while. Every bit of what? Was it long? Was that 20?
14.
14 years.
Years.
Wow. Yeah. 14, got
it. I did two bits. I did 1, 5, and 8 months, and then I did 14 in about 6 months.
Wow. 5 and then 14.
God. And I only stayed out 6 months.
What's bits mean? Now it's Bitcoin.
No,
it
not big. No, not Bitcoin.
Oh, bits. No, bits. What's bits mean?
In bits. My, what the fuck? Chinese
Mike,
public school
I,
did
I
you go to?
I grew up in a small valley called Sherman Oaks.
Doesn't matter. I thought you was in a gang. You was kicking people's ass. And
yeah, but that was when I was 15, 16, 17, 18, and then I had a baby and I stopped.
Can you imagine being 14 years of your life being taken away from you? Like, what do you do? Yeah. I mean, how
no,
do
No, 20 years.
20 years, Mike.
Oh, total 20
total
years.
Total 20 years, yeah.
So how much time in between did you go back? Like, you got you did?
I was only out 6 months.
So you did 5 years. You said what, 5 years?
5 years, 8 months.
5 years, 8 months. Get out 6 months later. All right. Cause I know you go to, if I spend 5 years in jail, the first time I said to myself, I'm never going to fuck back to jail, right?
Yeah, I said that too.
You said that, unless it's just a bunch of bitches in there that we don't know about. You know what I mean? Unless it's like a whole different underground railroad that you was hanging out there for 5 years. You're like, you know what? 6 months later, I'm going to fuck back to the underground railroad. It's strippers in there and vagina is cocaine.
Mike had a lot of money back then. He gets.
But see, you get addicted to selling drugs.
For real?
Fuck yeah.
It's money, right? Good money.
I mean, you crave that shit. Like, you literally.
Is it because of the money?
All of it. The money, the power, the women, just everything that go with it. It's a whole. It's a whole package that goes together.
It is very powerful. I mean, women, at the end of the day, women love power. They love money. Mm-hmm. You know, they just like to. They like a nigga that's popping, period. Trust me. Women love whoever is popping. It doesn't matter. Good girls, bad girls. Even rich, successful girl, college grad. Every woman wants a man that's popping.
I know a guy that's popping. His name is the African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson, the number one playboy. I bet you he was like you back then, huh?
I had a rough childhood, man. I didn't get
no.
Pussy.
Now
I didn't. I barely got any pussy. Before, I got no love.
No, he was not young. He was already popping.
So the first you did 5 years. What did you do? Why? How you get caught? What happened?
Within the 5 years?
Yeah, the 5 years.
I was selling cocaine.
Was that your first time? Was that your first offense when you did the 5 years?
First time going to jail.
Oh,
what? And they gave you 5 years?
Was it a lot?
No, I was looking at more.
Hillary Clinton.
I was looking at more than 5 years.
Oh.
I got 5 years because there was a group of cops.
Did you snitch?
They put a group of cops together.
Okay.
Oh.
And they called them the Freeway Task Force. So they went to like five.
Just for you.
Yeah, they was to bring me down.
Wow.
So these cops, they go rogue. They start stealing, whooping ass. You see these scars in my face? All this from police therapy.
Wow.
Police therapy.
Yeah. That's police therapy. They handcuff you.
And they fuck you up.
And
they steal your money and everything.
What?
Steal your money.
Your money and drugs.
They try to make you tell where the money's at. Like, say for instance, they come in here and they raid the place. But ain't no money here because this is just a hangout. You know, right. We just kick it.
Mike has a few dollars from the strip club the other day. What time they coming? Let's hide it, Mike. Underneath the couch.
Yeah, so they come in, they raid, and the money's not there. They want to know where the money's at. So what they do, they torture you. You know, put plastic bag over your head.
What?
Take you, dip you in the water.
Wow.
You know, make you talk.
Did you talk?
That's
no. They didn't. They never caught me like that.
Oh, this is something they were doing.
They did this to my guys.
Wow.
But I was never. I never got caught. I turned myself in. Okay. The only time I got caught by the police was when my connection set me up. That was on the second bit.
That's the bit. That big bit.
Yeah.
So that the first bit, would you call it red-handed?
No, they never caught me with dope.
Whoa!
Did somebody snitch on you? You think?
Yeah, that's how they catch you. Somebody snitch on you.
What the hell? Was it Tekashi 29 back then? No, I'm just joking, Mike. No, who snitch? Do you know, sir? No.
My neighbor.
Oh.
My homeboy.
Whoa.
Was he looking for a reward? Was he in the streets as well?
He was looking at 45 years.
Oh, that's the reason why. I mean, 45.
So he ended up getting what, 44?
No. He went home.
Went home the next day?
He traded. He traded his self for me.
Wow.
You can do that with the feds. Like, the feds will say, if you get both your homeboys, we'll let you go
they
free.
Give you that's so sad.
Wow.
Is it Tekashi?
And when you did 5 years, would you say you was at the top of the drug trade? Were you at...
No, I quit selling drugs a year before they got me.
Wow. It's always like that. That's what happened to Blow.
Like that, yeah.
Listen, so Blow, your mother, he said, I'm done. He went and did one last deal, and then boom. Off.
But I didn't do one last deal. What they got me for is stuff that I had already done before.
Can I do that? Isn't it like the limitation, like time up?
It is, but the statute of limitation is 5 years, normally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they can put in a special request and ask for an extra 2 years. But if they indict you inside of that 5 years and they just don't catch you, then whenever they catch you, it could be 20 years.
How are they able to prove that you were doing something that, like, years ago? Did they have cell phone calls?
People tell them.
Oh, just based on the mouth?
Say just mouth. Just like, you know, just think about it.
Wow.
I mean, look at this whole Me Too thing with Bill Cosby and all these people.
His mouth.
And 10 years. I mean, can they people just do that?
Well, you know, they could do whatever they want, Michael Blackson. Oh, we have guests here today. Sorry about that.
Man, that's crazy, man. So, all right, so you said you was at the...
Oh, hey, T-Money. I like that shirt. Creativity.
What's up with you?
Hey, it's just Prince. Creativity. That's so crazy. You could just...
Yeah, I hadn't sold drugs when I went to jail, 89. I hadn't sold drugs since, like, 87, beginning of 87.
Wow. So you was done?
Yeah, I was done. I had enough money. I was cool.
Living your life?
Yeah, I was living my life.
How much back in 89, how much money do you think you had then? What's considered as a lot of money? Do you have like 200,000?
Nah. I probably had in real estate probably about 12, 13 million in real estate.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Did you used to own the W Hollywood back then?
No. It wasn't built yet. This shit ain't.
Mike bought it for $4 million, something. Man.
Yeah. They didn't even have this here. Man, what the fuck are you talking about?
He might have been in a different store, Michael Blackson. Hello. He might have owned the land.
Oh, the land, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. See? You have millions of dollars.
Can I borrow 1,000?
So you have like you have houses and everything.
Houses, apartments, motels.
In 89, this guy's a fucking millionaire.
He's the Jay-Z nowadays. Or the...
Oh, my! Can you imagine that? You're on top of the world. Uh-huh. You say, I'm done. Because that's what a lot of these drug dealers, they just don't know when to be done. Yeah. And that's how they get caught. Yeah. This nigga say, you know what? I am done.
Done.
And then the mother and your hater, the fucking neighbor. It's always the neighbor.
The neighbor, yeah.
I hate my neighbors, man. I don't. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't the neighbors. It was the cops.
Yeah, the cops don't like him.
The cops don't like you.
Yeah, and they want to take everything
you
got.
So what they do is they find somebody that know you, mm-hmm. and they get them, and then they tell on you.
Yeah. But you know what Chris Tucker did? Chris Tucker bought the houses next to him, so you don't have no neighbor. I'm gonna do that way. I'm gonna buy the two. When I get a lot of money, I'm gonna buy a big house and buy the house next to it. Because the cops come and go to the other house, like, I'm the neighbor. Yeah, I am the neighbor. Come to this house. I'm the same nigga, motherfucker.
Hey, Mike, I live in the other house. I won't snitch.
No, Chinese best friend.
I have bad memory. I'll be like, who's Michael Blackson?
No, as soon as they put your fucking face in a plastic bag, you'll snitch.
You ain't gonna rent to the Chinese?
I'm not renting to the Chinese.
Come on, Mike.
I knew there were crackheads back then. I'm not taking no chance.
I was not a crackhead.
Chinese smoke crack. He just told me that. He's
no, nose. Back then, I was Filipino back then. After I met you, I became Chinese. But I'm 25% Chinese, so it's okay.
Oh, my God. Eight children. What can your kids read? What's going on with the kids? How are they?
Oh, yeah, they can read.
All of them can read and write?
Yeah, they smart. My kids are smart.
You was a smart man. The fuck? A man that can't read and write, find a way to have $12 million in real estate?
Well, you know, when it comes down to reading, what I found out is it's a science to reading. You know, mm-hmm. I thought that one day you just wake up and you can read. So I was always waiting to wake up and be able to read, right? I didn't know that you had to study that shit. You know, like you had to get your ABCs and study ABCs.
I thought I could just wake up and pussy just fall on my lap too, man. I didn't know I had to actually go get the woman.
Well, it do for you now.
Yeah, it does.
Mike, I think we have one question. Did you hide any money somewhere besides real estate? I mean, you don't have to tell us.
No. When the bus him he got busted in whatever that year that was, 89.
89.
Took all the money.
No,
they didn't find no money.
No.
Took all the real estate, yeah.
Yeah, they took the real
estate. No, before you did when did you have this $12 million? Before the 5 year bid or after the 5 year bid?
Before.
Before, look at that. God, so you have $12 million
in real estate.
In real estate. Mm-hmm. Where happened to the money?
In real estate, Mike.
In real estate.
Oh, how's it? So what did they confiscate the homes?
Some of them. And then the market crashed.
Oh, yeah.
while you're in prison and your family, you know, your family, they put in the newspaper, oh, he's getting a life sentence.
Wow.
Then they make it, they just like, fuck it, he ain't
that's
coming
mine.
Out.
He ain't coming out. That's in my name. I cut the grass.
Oh.
So was it, so did you put houses in different people's names?
Yeah.
You had to, right?
You had to. Yeah, I couldn't show for, you know, that
exactly,
kind of real estate.
Yeah. Like, where you work at? You can work at Burger King making $12 million.
No, I never had a job. I've never filled out an application. I couldn't read, remember?
Wow.
You can, like, so you, I couldn't get a piece of job.
You couldn't be like, can I take the application home?
did you make a movie already, sir?
No, I haven't yet. We're working on that right now.
He can play you.
So how the fuck am I going to play him, man?
He's a gangster in a last movie called Coney Montana.
Let me tell you, I'm a can't play him because I'll snitch on myself, motherfucker.
No, but it's just a movie, Michael Blackson.
Oh, I could be whoever I could want to be.
You would be the best part.
Man, he's fucking 4 feet tall, man. My dick is bigger than him.
Mike, he was taller back then, okay? The cell is so low there, 5 feet. You're
a genius. You know what? You're a genius. He's a genius, Mike.
You were taller back then.
Huh? I was.
And they feed you a bunch of no protein burrito in jail and a bunch of cup of noodles.
And Peter soft, too.
Yeah, so you go down.
Look, how was life? Let's talk about the first 5 years. How was life? Your first, never been in jail day in your life. You doing 5 years. How does, when you first get in, everybody knows you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Where were you? Were you in like Quantum of
Phoenix,
Bay?
Phoenix, Arizona.
What? They took you to Arizona. It's
Michael Blackson's girlfriend currently lives
in
Arizona. What the fuck that has to do with him?
Baby? It looked like a college campus when I got there. So
from the outside, it was beautiful.
Beautiful place. Wow. Brand new. You know, it was the beginning of them making all these prisons that they're making now. So so when I saw it, I was like, wow, this is better than my mama's house used to be.
That this new, even had a new house smell from the outside. Like, damn. Yeah. Like, who built this?
And they had
brothers?
Tennis courts. They had basketball court and weights.
Wow. No.
Yeah.
So it was, all right, so you go in.
And the food wasn't bad either.
Back then, it
at
wasn't
that time,
bad.
No, the food was all right back then. They still
what y'all had like
steak and shrimp.
Chinese best friend.
Let's go kill somebody outside.
No, you don't want to go to jail now.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They
no
cut all that shit out.
Well, no steak.
No.
You know what else is good in jail right now is you could get all four vaccines. R. Kelly got four.
R. Kelly got four vaccines?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a true story.
He got how do you know that?
I read the paper a lot. Sir.
He could read. He said he can't read.
I read the paper today. R. Kelly got all the vaccine. You're safe out of corona.
Okay. So, all right, you get to jail. You're popular.
Yeah. I'm cool in jail.
Was a lot of the guys in Phoenix, in California with you? Like,
Phoenix was a California prison.
You know what? They never put motherfuckers in the same city almost. A lot of time they don't.
Yeah.
Unless it's a state. It's federal.
Well, California is different because there's so many guys from California going to prison that the California prisons are just overran.
Oh, fuck. So probably filled with a bunch of Chinese crackheads.
No, Mike, there was not many Chinese back then. Mr. Ross, am I right?
Right.
See? Mike. Okay. There was not many Chinese yet.
At that time, there wasn't many blacks in prison, in federal prison.
Oh, who was there?
So all the drug dealers were what? Italians and like mob people?
Yeah, it was mostly, when I went to the feds the first time, it was mostly white collar crime.
Like what? What are they doing? I mean, we don't have fucking
bank
computer
robbery,
fraud.
Bank robbery, real estate fraud, bank fraud, that kind of stuff.
Oh, so you guys were a bunch of nonviolent people.
Yeah, for a while. And then they changed the crack law.
What's it? What is it?
Well, the crack law is where they started giving, like if you had powder cocaine, you would get one sentence. And if you had crack cocaine, you would get 100 times more time. So then they started snatching young black dudes off the street, gangbangers, and, you know, they could have, what, $300 worth of cocaine, and they could get 10 years.
Wow.
Wow. So, all right, the first time, how was life in jail the first time? It was this bad?
I mean, no, it was, when I went, I was still young, you know, pretty young, 28 years old, and I just played basketball and lift weights and teach tennis, you know, in the joint, and just chill.
Okay. All right, so you did five. Came out like a G. Did it. Did your time.
And I came up with some plans, you know. My plan was to come out and start a record label. You know, I found the Alcoholics while I was in prison.
You did what?
You remember the Alcoholics?
Yes, the group.
I found them while I was in prison the first time.
They were in jail too?
No. They were on the street.
You in jail signing motherfuckers.
Look, I was in jail. I was in jail making deals. I mean, because once you get arrested, you don't want your life to stop. Mm. You know, you want to still become productive. You want to be productive. One of the worst things about being in prison is that you're no longer valuable. You know, and then that's when your people start leaving you. You know, your women stop taking your calls, and you ain't paying no more car notes, no more house notes. So they like, right. I ain't fucking with you either. You ain't fucking with me, I ain't fucking with you.
The money gone, everybody leaves, man.
That's how it is.
So you don't want that to happen. So what you do is you look for ways to be relevant. And what I did is I saw the music business popping. Mm-hmm. So I started to get into the music business.
And that was late 80s at this time, right? No.
Yeah, but 90s. This is 90s.
This is 90s now. Yeah. Wow. So it was just 90. Oh, yeah. That's an era of Ice Cube and, you know, N.W.A.
Mike, you're not going to believe Daddy it. I'm wearing one right now.
What you wearing?
I don't know. I got this from Target, remember?
That's the that's the movie, Boys in the Hood, right?
Was it in the 90s?
Yeah, 90s. Oh, that was a great music time, man. Wow. All right, so you do your thing. You got a whole fucking group while you're in jail. So it wasn't that bad at first 5 years. You get out of jail. What's the first thing you did when you got out after doing 5 years besides getting probably some pussy, right?
Yeah, immediately.
Immediately. Do you remember what the girl looked like? Was she? Do you remember that first pussy when you got out of jail for the first 5 years? Mm-hmm. She had a fat ass?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Was the coochie shaved or was it hairy? I'm trying to think how it was.
Mike, I don't think he cares anymore.
It didn't matter about shaved.
It just mattered. Yeah. She could have just had just a hole with nothing in it. He just stuck it in there anywhere because he just had to get some pussy, right? Wow. So you get some pussy. You probably got the bitch pregnant right away too, right?
No, I didn't get it pregnant.
You pulled out or just two condoms. All right. So you get pussy, get out. You out of jail. When you got out, did you have anything left?
Yeah, I had a theater. No, the theater over on Adams and Crenshaw?
Yes.
Yeah, that was mine.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, so what I was doing is I was going to make it like a West Coast Apollo. And I was working on it. And
you don't know what the fuck Apollo is. What's Apollo Chinese?
Steve Harvey works there.
Okay, I apologize.
Yeah. Okay. Rub the thing and then sing the song.
Okay, you do know some black stuff.
Yeah, I watch it, Mike. I watch a lot.
Thank you, man. I apologize for underestimating your negroality, if that's even a word.
That's a word.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I was working on that theater. I was trying to put it together and trying to get it opened up. I was going to do, I felt that the theater would become the hub for rap music. It would be a stage that the place held like 4,500 people. So It was that big. It was big.
Do you know the real Apollo Theater is like, it's like less than 1,000. It looks big on camera. But in real person, it's like no more than maybe 1,200, 1,300, but it's not that big in person.
How come it's so big in camera?
Cameras, everything look big on camera.
Like, you
look
like Steve Harvey's teeth is bigger on camera.
Yes. Oh. You look like a small, everybody look big on camera. On camera, I look like Dikembe Mutombo.
Really? Yeah, I haven't been in camera
in a long time.
Yeah, never.
So that was your plan?
Yeah, that was my plan. That was going to be how I was going to work my way into the rap music.
How much of your $12 million real estate was around? Not much?
No. That might have been the only thing I had. I might have had one other property. Matter of fact, yeah, I did have one other property that I didn't even know I owned.
You forgot you owned it?
Yeah, I forgot I owned it.
And somebody was in there just rent-free?
Well, you know, when I caught my second bid, somebody wrote me a letter and asked me could they buy it.
Ooh.
So then I had to call home and be like, hey, do I own that?
He has so much fucking money and property, you forgot what he owned, man.
Maybe you still own a lot of property, sir. I'm a title.
You know,
engineer.
I had dreams of that too.
I could find it for you. I'm a real estate title.
You know, you
expert.
Had dreams like when you go broke and be like, damn, I know I don't forgot something.
Yeah, you're when you go broke, you start dreaming, hoping that every day, Lord, just reveal this to me.
One more time.
Where did I leave that $100 bill I had 30 years ago? I knew I had it somewhere. God help
Mike.
Me.
He looks like he might own Universal Studios.
No. All right, so you get out of jail.
Not yet.
Yeah.
You did 5 years in jail. You get out, you got your movie theater, and then 6 months later.
Nah, them dirty motherfuckers, Mike. Let me tell you what they did.
How the fuck you end up back?
They take 100 kilos of cocaine.
Oh.
And they dangle it in front of me.
Oh.
Damn. Like, come get it. Come get it.
You Who's want this it? Motherfucker? Can I go beat them up for you?
DEA.
You got sent up by the police to start. Whoa. Back up. How did they get this in front of you? How?
Because they put it on a rope and they throw it out there. Yeah, and they keep pulling the rope and you keep looking at it.
I believed them for a second, man. I thought the deal was like, hey, man, you forgot your cocaine. Come and pick
Mike,
it up.
They tricked him.
They tricked him pretty much.
Yeah.
And is it?
And then they call you and they be like, okay, we said 18 last time. What about 15? And then they show it to you again.
Oh, my God. So, man. I mean, was it because of the money? Like, you just miss picking up hundreds of thousands at a time?
I mean, you know, and I tripped out, right? When I got to jail, like, I couldn't figure out how I had fucked up and did that shit. Like, I knew, had I not go to jail, I knew I'm finna be King Kong. I know that ain't... Mm-hmm. No fucking body on the street can fuck with me. I know this, right?
And when you was in jail, because I heard when you go to jail, all you do is learn how to do crime better. Is that what did you learn? Did you talk to other drug dealers how to not get caught?
No. I mean, I could have learned how to do better drugs, you know, because we in there with the Colombian cartel and everybody. But no, that wasn't what I wanted to do.
He's in jail with Scarface on the motherfucker. All right, so...
I knew that I was going to be rich. When I got out of jail, I knew I was going to be rich because I know that I have the recipe of attracting money to me. But I also had an addiction that I didn't really understand. See, I really love selling cocaine.
Gotcha.
Mm. It wasn't like if something went wrong in my life, I just go sell cocaine.
Yeah, it make you feel better.
It made me feel better.
So it's kind of like a crackhead. Like they got it just as much crackhead gets addicted to don't crack. Do a drug dealer get addicted to selling?
Absolutely. My old lady arguing, I go sell cocaine.
Make you feel. But you know what? That's so crazy that you know what I do to make myself feel better. Mm. Sometimes I go buy something.
Yeah, he was trying to buy a $260,000 car yesterday. I go, Mike, you don't need that one. You already have one. And then he goes, I just feel like I need to treat myself.
Now, why I'm trying to treat myself? I work hard.
Yeah, it's the same addiction, Mike. It makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same way I did with cocaine.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I just gonna make an extra $200,000.
Wow.
Damn. Just that easy. And then boom.
It was a trap. It was a trap all the time.
Oh, how?
You know what's the worst thing though? When you're sitting in court and you're listening to the phone conversations.
Oh my God!
And this motherfucker was recording all the conversations.
Oh my God!
And you hear yourself, you know, like he throw the bait out. And he's like, "I got 700 keys." And then you go back. How much? Mm-hmm. And you know this all white jury.
You can't say like that's not my voice.
No, Mike. They know.
You should have had an accent.
I mean, you could try.
You should do all accents on your bullshit, my nigga. Give me 25 kilos. You're like, yo, that ain't me, man. That's Michael Blackson.
Was there camera surveillance back then, too?
No. They had cameras, too.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, they got you good.
No, they got us good. It was like.
How many of y'all was it?
It was four of us.
And y'all all got fucked?
Yeah, all of us. No, one went home. The one who was driving the car with the dope in it? Because, you know, I never drive a car with dope in it.
Oh, they blame the driver?
No, the driver got off.
Oh.
Why he got off?
He never talked to no police, was on no tapes. And then I told him, because I handed him the keys to the car. I told him that when I gave him the keys, I never told him it was dope in the car.
Oh. Wow, you saved him.
Yeah.
You're a good guy, man.
You're a good guy, mister.
Kind of like Bobby Shmurda. Bobby Shmurda's like, they was going to give Bobby Shmurda 6 years, but he decided, or 5 years, but he decided to take one more year so his guy could do less time.
Well, they was giving me life anyway.
Oh.
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter what, you know, like, throw the you book at me.
How did you feel in your heart knew you was done? Like, what was going through your mind?
Fucked up.
Do you ever contemplate, like, suicide or anything? Nothing like that?
Nah. I thought about escaping.
Oh, okay. Right, what the worst can do? Like, put you back in jail for life, right?
That's actually funny. Yeah, did you try to escape?
No, and I never had an opportunity, but...
If you would have took it?
Yeah, if I would have got an opportunity, I would have took it. Damn. If the escape boys would have made a run, I was going to run with them.
And then what you think you would have done? Just ran to fucking...
Went to Mexico.
From Phoenix to... Oh, you went to Mexico. You got you had connects over there?
Well, you know, when you're in jail, you learn about Mexico and, you know, some of the other places.
Like, they're not going to find you a fucking 4 feet black man in Tijuana.
Mike, he was 5'9", back 5'10".
Whatever he was, they're going to be like, they would spot his ass in the middle of a taco festival or something.
Did you ever meet El Chapito?
No.
All right, so 20 years, you come out. Now you said to myself, I ain't definitely not going back.
Oh, no, I ain't fucking with dope no more. Not cocaine.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
You did all this time for drug. Now you come out and drug is legalized.
Woo!
I'm like,
Mike, we forgot to ask, how did he get out? Kardashians help you?
No.
Prison reform, did Mike Rubin help you?
Yeah.
So how did you get out?
I learned how to read.
Oh.
Damn, those 14 years you learned how to read.
Yep.
Wow.
So did you guys like start with the whole A, B, C, D, E, F, G?
Absolutely.
H, I, J, K, M, N, O, P.
With cue cards.
Cue cards?
Yeah, with cue cards.
I don't think you can read. Grab a book. Let's see if you can read this fucking book.
I have a book here from 50 Cent.
If I can see it. If I can see it, I can read
it. Nah, he's fucking blind. My fucking luck. Oh, my God.
Did you pass your GED with the friend you have a teacher in?
No, I didn't want no GED.
Did you graduate?
Wow. I read over 300 books.
Wow.
Before I left prison.
So when you did 14 years, first thing you did was come out, of course, and I can't even imagine what that's 14 years. Thank God it's over. I mean, you probably remember every day of it almost, huh?
No, none of it.
For real?
I get guys calling me all the time. Man, you don't remember me? We was in prison together. We walked the track together. Nope.
Mike.
You trying to forget that shit quick, didn't you?
Mike, we still forgot. How did he get out? Just reading?
Oh, yeah. How did he get out? Because you could do life.
Well, what they did is they charged me under 3 strikes.
Oh, so it wasn't 4 strikes?
No. What I was able to do was show them that my first arrest, because they took me to multiple states when I got arrested, and once they found me guilty on the first one, I was like, oh, fuck it. You run the time concurrent? I plead guilty. I didn't want to pay no more lawyers. I got tired of the lawyers, and, you know, I'm ready to go to the penitentiary and shoot basketball and hit some tennis balls. So I just started pleading guilty. So when I got arrested the second time, they had all these convictions. But what it was is, after I learned how to read, I find out that the law wasn't set up for you to be a career criminal with one arrest.
Mm.
You know, say for instance, this is how I told my lawyer to argue the case. Say for instance, if you're selling crack and you're on one of them hot spots, like we had spots in LA that would do 100,000 in one day. Mm-hmm. So you may sell to 70 dudes in one day. So if I woke up one morning and my son needed surgery and, you know, I needed 30,000 and I know.
Just go get it.
Go get it.
Wow.
So that one day, though, I make 30 sales. Mm-hmm. So each one of those are technically different sales, different overdacts. So the way they were doing it is that guy could be considered a career criminal. Mm-hmm. And I said that, no, you can't be a career criminal in one day.
You did it in one day.
Wow. Well, mine was one continuous criminal episode. I'd never been punished. Nobody had ever told me, no judge had ever said, selling dope is bad. So even though I sold dope for 8 years, mm-hmm. I'd never been brought to my senses.
Right. Nobody thought it was bad. You. Nobody told you it was a bad thing.
Nobody ever told me it was a bad thing.
Did you think it was a bad thing?
Yeah. That's why I quit. But that still don't make you a career criminal.
Yeah.
So that's why they
it makes you a continuous criminal spree. You know, you're on a criminal spree.
Yeah, Mike, absolutely. That's what I'm going to say. Mike goes to shopping spree in Beverly Hills, all the stores.
And now, see, if you go to Shopping Anonymous and you take the course and they tell you, Mike, shopping is bad. Don't do it no more.
You're not going to do it.
And then another 6 months, you go back to shopping again.
Now you got two
offenses.
Okay.
Of shopping sprees. Now the third one. You do it again after you've been punished again. The second time they punish you again, you go through the treatment. Then the third time you do it, you'll be a career criminal.
Got you. So you wasn't a career criminal.
No, I wasn't a career criminal.
You've kind of like you sat in jail, read about that, and
I brought it to the court's attention, and I won my appeal.
Wow.
Woo!
Look at that. Smart
That's a
man.
Great story.
He went from a non-reader to a fucking intelligent
man.
Congratulations.
That's a great story.
You got yourself out of jail.
I got myself out of jail.
Look at that shit.
Mike, he deserves a goddamn Netflix special right now.
He deserves a whole
18 series a year. From 8 years old?
Well, you know, my documentary stayed on there for a year and a half.
Wow.
Mike, you remember?
Yeah, I remember when you
cracking the system.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I stayed on there for a year and a half. And right now, I'm on Netflix right now. Crack is on Netflix right now.
Oh, I'm watching tonight.
Really?
Yeah, Crack
How many is on, series?
No, it's just one.
Well, I watch it.
You gotta make a whole movie.
All right. You got out after 14 years. You got pussy. First thing.
Absolutely.
Did you remember how to fuck? Was it difficult?
No. I don't think. I think fucking is like riding a bike.
Right. How long did you last? Did you like nut right away and then you get
right away? I might even get in.
That's funny.
Oh my God!
You know, man. You done dreamed about pussy for 14 years.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. So let's go to the. You got out. You in jail. Every rapper thing is they associate themselves with drug dealers. Every rapper want to be a drug dealer, gangster. You know, Freeway's from Philly. That's my homie.
My homie too.
Okay, is that he got his name from you as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he have to like get permission to get your
He didn't get permission, but you know, when I was in jail, he wrote me.
Oh, okay.
And you know, and told me why he had named himself after me and
that
how
was,
he felt.
That's dope.
Yeah.
And then Ricky Rose, Rick Ross. How
Fuck
did
him.
That work?
Fuck him.
Whoa, goodness.
There's another one?
We have Rick Ross, motherfucker.
Rick Ross, yeah.
So he didn't do the same?
No.
So if you would have did the
he
same.
He lied to me.
About what?
Well, he was supposed to come to the jail and see me.
Oh.
He was supposed to send me some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty like lied just to keep the name, you say?
Yeah.
Wow.
Y'all never made up?
No, we ain't never made up.
Y'all gotta make up. Rick Ross, we didn't come to America together. He's in Come to America.
Rick Ross is there too?
He got in Coming to America?
He's in Come to America. And they use his house for some part of the movie.
I heard it was in foreclosure.
For real? I didn't know that.
That's what I heard.
Not anymore after Coming to America.
Like, y'all stayed his
he
house.
Made him, yeah. Now he made him pay for the foreclosure. You want me to be in this movie? All right, pay for my fucking foreclosure. We can make it happen.
Mike.
Babe, we gotta fix that. You know what I mean? It's just, life is too short. Let's leave this earth all happy and feeling good.
I'm happy, Mike. I'm happy.
He's happy without Rick Ross, Michael Blackson.
You're happy now. So now, before I ask my next question, what would you do to fix this U.S. prison system? Like, what do you think is wrong? I mean, look, this guy had to get himself out of jail. You know, he had to learn how to read. Imagine if he couldn't read. He'd been fucked.
Smart man.
Well, really, I mean, the prison systems could definitely be overhauled. I mean, they could take them from being a warehouse to being really like a college. You know, my prison cell became my dorm.
Wow.
You know, I took that time and I studied book after book after book after book. You know, once I learned that it's crazy, right? When I analyzed why I never read and I found out that I never had a reason to read. So I never wanted to read. So if somebody would have tried to teach me to read, I never would have probably
You didn't care.
What I didn't care because it was like, what the fuck am I gonna do with reading?
I'm fucking rich, motherfucker.
But once I went to prison and I found out that I needed to read in order to get out of prison, because they say the only way out of prison is through the law library, and you can't function in the law library if you can't read. So immediately I learned how to read. But then I found out that anything that you want to learn, anything that you want to know how to do, mm-hmm. all you have to do is get a book, and it'll teach you. Wow. There's nothing that a man hasn't done that whenever he does something, he writes about it. He takes notes. So you literally could go to the library. Mm-hmm. I found out that the library is one of the richest places in the world.
It is? Books are fucking 10 cents
a day. Still owe them some money.
Yeah, but you figure, look at this here. Let me tell you this here. One of my favorite books, it costs $3. This fucking book, to me, is worth $1 billion.
Wow. The game. What's the name of the book, sir?
As a Man Think.
As a Man Think? Who wrote it?
James Allen. Okay. The book is unbelievable. So three of the books I read, crazy. The game it gave me, because what I do is when I read, I look at my own life and I try to see how I fit into that, what character fits me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't want to read no book that I don't see a character that favors me. That's why I didn't care about Jack and Jill and all them other motherfuckers, because they didn't look like me. I didn't have a dog named Spot. So I didn't want none of that. I didn't want to be a part of it. I mean, and that's probably why most black kids don't function in school well with reading, because they don't want to read about Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
They would rather find out what happened to homeboy down the street who I look up to, who's driving that nice car. So when I found out that you could get game out of these books, because books got game, I fell in love with reading. I read Richest Man in Babylon 25 times. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill 25 times.
Damn. Wow.
So books are that enjoyable? It's like a movie. You could, I just keep watching it.
No, it's not a movie. It's like when you play tennis, you work on your forehand, you hit it 100 times.
So when you read a book, every time you read it, you learn something. Like
I learn something new.
Oh, yeah.
You pick up something that you you know.
You miss some words. Yeah.
Wow, man. Hey.
It's just like I've learned how to, like, Mike, I brought you into my life. So you probably felt we just bumped into each other. Mm. But when I got out of prison, I wanted to meet motherfuckers like you.
I appreciate that, man.
It was certain people that I had already focused myself on. Wow. These are the kind of people I want to be around. People that's going places, that's doing things.
Did you, like, who are the other people that you was in jail? You say, I want to, like, connect. Did you get to meet with most of them already?
Yeah, I met a lot of them. A lot of them was fake motherfuckers, though.
Did you think about any Chinese friends in the future?
No, I never had a Chinese friend in my life.
I could be a friend. Yeah. I'll drive the car. It's fine.
You can drive the car. You don't do the yard? You do yards?
He said, don't drive the car. You don't want to jail.
He will never snitch on me. Yeah, I like that guy.
The Chinese people used to do the yard, though.
What's
the
back yard? Then? Like, yeah. What, in
used
the
to
80s?
Cut the grass, but now you own everything, you motherfuckers.
No.
Y'all own the whole world.
They own the whole downtown, that's all.
Everything. The whole America. They say America is like $40 trillion in debt with the Chinese.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But
you got stock in that company?
No, I have $0. That's why I work for Michael Blocks on the Marasaka podcast. Yeah, I was not one of the lucky Chinese. Yeah.
So now you took the shit that got you in jail. It's legalized. Well, not. It was. Are they going to have a legalized cocaine, you think?
They should.
Might as well. It's choice. Let people just.
No, Mike.
And give him treatment.
Yeah.
Give him treatment. I agree. So now let's.
It's not a criminal cocaine. Somebody getting high on any drug. I don't care what it is. It shouldn't be a criminal offense.
Right.
It should be something that if your brother was on cocaine, you wouldn't want to go and just lock him up. Like, man, lock that motherfucker up. Exactly. No, you want to get him some help.
Yeah.
Right. So but how about the guy that's selling it to him? Since it's going to make him need help. How about the guy selling it to him?
It ain't his fault, though.
Who the. Is this
the guy that's selling it to your brother is not his. It's not right. It's not the guy's fault. He's just trying to make some money. Your brother probably begged him to sell it. Matter of fact, your brother might have even went further than that. Your brother might have taught him how to sell it.
Oh. Damn.
See, because crackheads taught me how to sell cocaine. They wanted me to sell cocaine.
Wow.
You know why?
Why?
Because they want a motherfucker wasn't going to rob them. Was going to give them what they supposed to got every time they got it. Mm-hmm. Was going to treat them with respect. And that's all I did. And they loved me.
Yeah, you was the best drug dealer of our era, man. I wish you would have sold me some cocaine. But I didn't know. I don't do drugs.
It would have been Coca-Rona. He'd have been selling Coca-Rona.
Yeah, exactly. Put in the pizza, right?
Yeah, Dominus would have been a different name.
So now you have LA, you legalized weed. That's that's a good step, and you took advantage of it. You got your first. Is it like a license you have to get?
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes time.
How you get a drug license for being an ex-drug dealer?
Well, it took 7 years.
Yeah.
Damn.
It took 7 years, a lot of fighting with downtown. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't think that. Let me tell you how crazy these people were. First of all, we got people that never smoked marijuana, never sold marijuana, making the laws for marijuana.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you motherfuckers know nothing about marijuana. What the fuck are you doing talking about making laws? So we had to get that out of the way, you know. They all say they never smoke, but we already know some of them motherfuckers smoke.
Bill Clinton smoked, right?
He didn't inhale.
Oh, he didn't inhale.
He's Barack Obama inhale like and exhale.
I didn't inhale. I've smoked weed, but I didn't inhale.
I don't know. When I
accidentally did drink something while I was in Ghana, and I got fucked up, and I'll never do that shit again.
So you got motherfuckers downtown who never done nothing with marijuana, making the laws. So when we go in, my argument with them was, okay, you're going to give all these motherfuckers that didn't go to jail a license but were selling marijuana when it was illegal, who they never paid their debt to society, but somebody who went to jail, paid his debt to society, you saying that he can't come out now and get a license. And, you know, we were able to get him.
So what did you put a plastic bag over their face and shove them under the water? How did you get them to get your license?
That's how we did it.
The legal way, Mike. I was there in that meeting, Mr. Rick Ross.
You was there.
I was there because my friend.
There was a lot of downtown fighting back and forth.
My
friend
got locked up for. So
LA Kingpin. That's the name of your.
That's one of my brands. I got two brands.
What?
I got LA Kingpin and Freeway.
Wow.
Which one is doing the best right now? Which what's better than the other?
Well, Freeway is a little stronger because of the deal I made with the company that I'm working with. I'm working with the Cure Company, which is probably the biggest indoor weed grower in the world, maybe. He's definitely in the top three or four.
He's in California?
He's in California. Okay. Same company that got the Marathon OG.
Oh, nice.
Same
nice.
Company that Nipsey's company is with. So they got a lot more power. LA Kingpin is all mine. You know, nobody, no partner.
Freeway had partners?
Freeway, I got partners.
Got you. Okay.
LA Kingpin is all mine.
All you. All right. So we pushing that more now. We got to go.
Congratulations,
Mr. No, we pushed both of them.
Both of them.
My goal in the marijuana is to be on top.
I got you.
You know, I only want to be number one.
Did you bring us some? You know, I'm not going to hell it. Did you bring any?
Yeah, well, I bought you some.
Woo!
You brought some?
Congratulations, Mr. Rick Ross.
And I bought you some presents, too.
Oh, you got some presents.
Presents.
Uh-oh. Yes, yes,
a lot
yes.
of presents for Michael Blackson.
Michael Blackson. I know how you like pussy.
Those are my
I just hope you don't eat it.
Look, we got a present.
Mike, the Blackson Angels now work for Freeway Rick Ross.
He better not take my Angels, please. I would snitch on him. He'll go right back to jail, motherfucker. I'm like, I saw Rick Ross selling crack cocaine, Crenshaw and Slauson, motherfucker. Till I get my Angels back. Can we get one over here?
Which one?
Oh, Michael Blackson.
You know what? I gotta go with Blue because he said he was going to join. He was going to be a Blue.
Okay, well,
give me
we'll
the Blue and give China. Okay, show us what you got. Oh, is it different things?
Wow.
I don't know what's that.
Deal or no deal, Michael Blackson.
Deal.
Thanks for the present, Mr. Rick Ross.
Yes, yes.
And by the way, you're more handsome than the other Rick Ross, okay?
Thank you.
Want to put
you.
That well, on the table.
He's also 200 pounds lighter.
But you know Mike has made ugly a new thing now. Now you want to be ugly.
That's right. Ugly's a new cute, my nigga.
Really?
Ugly men are in style now. Let's see. This is the
That's a battery.
Yeah, that's a battery, Michael Blackson. You need to charge it.
Wow, to charge the vapes, right? These are all vapes?
All vapes.
They're all vapes. There's no weed.
No, there's weed in there.
Oh, this is the weed.
This is the weed here, Mike. Okay. This is the
Come
weed
on,
here.
Mike doesn't
Listen,
smoke.
I'm not a crackhead, okay?
Yeah,
that's like
Mike, that's not crack. That's marijuana. It's medicinal. It's good for stress. I've read a lot about it. I've read a lot about it online.
Good for your nerves.
Yeah, good King for your nerves.
And which one? So I see. I got the two King of Vapes. What's this other one? This box? Is it condoms? What is this?
Should I put condoms in there too?
You should probably put condom. That way, when I get high, I can forget. I can forget who I fucked.
Hey, you know what? That's actually a good idea. A CBD.
Because I'm fucking ugly bitch, I can forget. The weed would make me forget.
No, you can say you was high.
That's actually a great idea, Michael Bluxon.
Thank you.
Mr. Rick Ross will trademark that tomorrow.
It's no doubt. We got to put condoms in here.
Yeah, some condom.
Like,
man.
Relaxing.
Maybe I get a sleeve made on the side for the condom to fit right there. Protect yourself.
Well, it was a great show today.
Wow, I learned a lot today.
Blacks and Angels.
Blacks and Angels here today.
This man been in the jail for 20 years. Can you get some?
34%.
Can somebody go?
TAC, this going to lay you out.
Look on my table for my dollar bills.
The other one is this one
get
here.
Get some music. No, this man did. I know he's been out of jail for years. 20 years in jail. I'm going to need a twerk for this guy, Zaza. Please.
Zaza. The Mutombo song. So it's okay to play it on our YouTube channel.
Mutimba Mutombo?
Whatever.
Yes, Mutimba Mutombo?
How about no? We'll fix it up. Play the sucker. Something.
Yeah, we'll just mix it up.
We'll mix it up. Do you see my singles over there at all? On the table? No, he's going to go look. I don't know if you see any.
Mr. Rick Ross, you should make marijuana mother sucker.
Nadia, can we twerk for this guy? He was in jail.
Wish over me. I know what I mean.
Mr. Rick Ross, welcome home. Welcome home.
Mother sucker. Wow, with Michael Blackson.
We got to give you social media and all that stuff. Let's let people to follow you.
I learned a lot today, Michael Blackson. Oh, my God. Blackson.
I'm ready for this episode to air right now. It was so good.
We're airing it right now. We're putting everything in uncut. How it is.
Give them your IG, how they can follow you, how they can reach you.
Get the microphone, Mr. Rick Ross.
Grab the mic. He's on social media heavy.
No doubt. You can check me out at Freeway Rick. Also, I got two great fighters. I'm finna have the best two fighters in the world. Go check out my two fighters. Nafir Charles out of Philadelphia. Your little homeboy.
Whoa,
your little homeboy. Philly. He just won his first belt last Saturday. So he's a world champ.
Congratulations.
Also, Kid Austin. He'll be fighting on Telemundo this Saturday. So check him out as well.
Telemundo.
And you can get me at Freeway Ricky on Instagram, Freeway Ricky Ross on Facebook, and that's it.
All right, and we're gonna get that series or that movie. You gotta get that shit done. I'm glad you guys working on it.
Yes, sir.
Your story's so amazing. Of course, shout out to the Blacks and Angels. Thank y'all for bringing
no doubt.
Helping him out.
You can
follow Kiki at Key.
I should have been a comedian, Diablo, man. Right? I should have been a comedian, man.
Mike,
K-E-K-E dot Diablo.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Nadia, give me your IGs.
It's Nadi Milano. N-A-D-I Milano, like the city.
You sound foreign.
Yeah, she's like a...
It's from a small town called Italy.
Nah, she's like Italian and like Northern Egyptian, Africa, right? Egyptian,
Italian, yeah. International.
Yes, well, appreciate everybody.
But she's Canadian as friend. Well.
What are you?
Okay. I'm Chinese and Portuguese.
The fuck, Chinese?
Oh, hey, there's two Chinese people in the house.
She don't look Chinese, though.
She's and she don't act Chinese either.
No, nah, she don't. Chinese best friend, what's your IG?
My IG is Chinese best friend, Michael Blackson.
Thank y'all for having us. Thanks for joining us. We'll see y'all next time on Mother Sucker with Michael Blackson. We out of here.